Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Doing a first, I haven't had this gentleman on the show before. I've met him once before. I've had a few conversations with him over the course of time, over the course of years. And joining me from Dakota Defense in South Dakota is Gerald Zlotkowski. Where did I, was it NRA show or SHOT show that I met you?
It was SHOT Show
SHOT
back
show.
In around 2015 or so, 2016 though.
Yeah, and it was I headed towards Nighthawk? Was that
you were actually going to Nighthawk, but you and I had like just a little bit of contact beforehand.
Right.
And then I realized, I'm like, oh, hey, that's Bill. So, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. So, and you had brought up a Jim Scouten story that I think is sort of funny, just based on what you've told me about it. You know, so tell me the Jim Scouten story. And tell me the whole Jim Scouten story, if you like. Set it up about how you got there and all that other stuff.
Well, I was a fan of the show, as probably hundreds of thousands of us in the industry have been. I mean, it meant a part of my early part of my career in, you know, the industry, so to speak. And I really had quite an appreciation for Jim in a lot of different ways. I'm so appreciative of the fact that, you know, his family was willing to share him with me personally and then with all of us. You know, a lot of people, part of their childhood is now no longer with us. I mean, we always know these things happen, but it doesn't make it any easier. So I became a fan of the show, back when Jim was still doing things like on American Shooter. And so when I started going to SHOT Show in the early 2000s, I reached out to the show just by email, like, you know, lots of other people have done, and say, hey, I'm going to be going to SHOT Show this year. I always watch the SHOT Show episodes that they did, which was really great reporting. And I said, is there a way that I can stop by and meet you guys and say hello? You know, and John got back to me and he said, sure. He says, we're at Smith & Wesson every day. So come by, say hello. Be glad to meet you. And when I went, Jim was the first one to put his hand out, and it was a good time. You know, got some pictures, signed some autographs, told some stories. I asked a bunch of questions, try not to overwhelm them. I admit I was a bit starstruck just because, you know, when you get to see somebody on a show for so long that you trust, and then all of a sudden you're having a conversation like regular people, you know, I always look back on those moments in which I had something better to say. So I casually mentioned to John, completely kidding, truthfully. I said, John, I said, how does a person like me come to the studio and see how it's done? I said, can a person do that? He says, well, most people can't do that, but you can. And that's pretty much where, like, John and I became, like, actual friends, like, you know, outside the business and outside the SHOT Show floor. So he said, you let me know. Here's my card. Here's my number, like his personal number. And he said, you give me a little advance time. We'll make it work for you. So when I showed up at the studio, when it finally happened, well, another year later, I found myself in Nashville. And gave John notice. They told me where the studio was, which even if they told you where it was, you weren't going to find it. So I did get to where they told me to go. I got in the door, and Rhonda, who kind of runs the place there. She's the glue, I think, that holds that organization together.
It's always somebody else, yeah.
Yep, Rhonda's definitely it. Very, very nice woman, by the way. And right in the entranceway, there's a bookcase. And in the bookcase are, you know, awards and things like that that, you know, pretty much is shooting USA's resume, for lack of a better term. And on top of that bookcase is the Golden Moose Award, which they had just won for when Mike Irvine was doing Shooting USA's Impossible Shots. which is, you know, a great program. So Jim came out, and we were having a few laughs, and I found out that, you know, as much of a straight-laced gentleman that Jim is, I appreciated his colorful use of language when the cameras aren't on and he's among friends. And I mentioned, because I'd never seen a Golden Moose award up close, only in pictures. And there it was, a foot away from me. So I said, can I reach up and touch that? You know, so he's like, yeah. I said, this is really cool, Jim. He says, well, I think it's bleeping ugly. I'm like, oh, my God. And, you know, at the same time, you know, he laughs. I look at Jim. I look at Rhonda. And Rhonda's kind of, I think, looking over her glass at him. I think they actually have, like, a cursed cure jar in the office or something. I'm not sure. But I just found out how eloquent of a man Jim can be, you know, among friends and, you know, in a quote-unquote non-business environment when they're entertaining friends and guests. And that literally was my first, that was like my first lesson that, you know what, TV personality aside, we are just regular people and we like to have fun too. And,
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm so glad, Bill, that I took the opportunity to go to Nashville and do this, because this is now an experience that is not replaceable anymore.
Absolutely.
I got to see everything, you know, and look, I'm an unbiased person, but when it comes down to Shooting USA and to the Scoutons, you know, these people were friends to me and they are friends to me. And yeah, there hasn't been a moment that's gone by in the last 24 to 48 hours that I have not thought of John and Jim and Mike and, you know, the rest of the Scout family, because, you know, they've always been friends to me and they've always been accessible, you know, at times even when they didn't want to be accessible. You know, they always checked in on me when I was sick and such like that. Always took really good care of me as an individual and as their friend. And it's a gigantic loss for the industry,
right,
for our sport, our industry, and it always will be. But that is my first Jim Scouten story outside the SHOT Show. It's one we can all appreciate.
I have a 2 minute. I have a 90-second Jim Scouten story. I met him at the Ammoland Riders breakfast at SHOT Show 1 year. And I had never heard him before, but I had been accused of stealing his voice. And I just wanted to know if we even sounded alike. So I go up and I introduce myself to him. And I told him, I've been accused of stealing your voice. And he just looked at me and said, I guess my attorneys will be contacting you. That's the only time we ever spoke. That's the only words that were ever spoken. And I still to this day don't understand why they thought I'd stolen his voice, because I don't think we sounded anything alike. But then again, I don't know. So, but in any event, I know the dude was... he was a juggernaut as far as in the gun industry media, and I've only been dealing with this since 2012, so I never really knew how deep this went and everything, so I'm sure that he will be sorely missed, and it'll be interesting to see what they do next. I hope they continue to go on. We are coming up, though, on the first break. Now, if they want to find you, how would they find you, Gerald?
Right now, if they want to find me, well, I guess we can do phone numbers and stuff like that here, Bill.
Sure, absolutely. Give it out if that's what you like.
Well, we are in South Dakota. We only have one area code for now in South Dakota. So the telephone number for Dakota Defense is 605-705-6155. 705. All right, correct me now. Let's try that again. 605-705-6155, and you can text that number too. You find us on Facebook, and you can find us there at Dakota Defense.
Check them out. Interesting inventory, all the stuff that you're looking for, all the basics, all the good ones, everything you could possibly be looking for is at Dakota Defense. We'll be right back talking to Gerald Zlotkowski. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Gerald Zlotkowski from Dakota Defense. Getting out there and talking to gun dealers out in the main of America is always interesting. What do you make of what the ATF is doing, like with this guy in Oklahoma? Did you hear about that?
Well, refresh me a little bit. And the only reason why I say refresh me, Bill, is because, you know,
Abraham Lincoln told us not everything on the internet is real.
I understand. So the instance where they called the guy and said, can we come and check, you know, we just want to come and do a check of your, he was doing like a tabletop FFL. Didn't have a gun store, but they showed up with 20 guys in their battle rattle, and then they made a deal with him. They were threatening him with all this stuff, but if he would give up all of his guns and his FFL, they let him go. Did you see that?
No, I did not see that.
So with I mean, how often does the ATF come and bother you?
Never.
Never.
No, never yet. All right, so let's end that with a yet. I mean, granted, I had the appropriate level of scrutiny when starting the business originally in Watertown, South Dakota.
Right.
And then moving from a home base location, much like this gentleman was doing, to a commercial storefront, and that was done in the middle of COVID because it became immediately apparent that, you know, when you have a business that handles most people that you know personally,
right,
probably not the best to have strangers with everything else in the world coming into your residential bubble. So that's how that happened. But I met with my industry operations investigator when my license was being issued. We've communicated on a few things here and there when it came to moving locations and moving addresses. But other than that, I have not seen hide nor hair of my IOIs or ATF agents, period, just because that I know they can show up and give me a government-sponsored colonoscopy anytime they want to.
Right.
Just how it is when you have a license. But
now, what is the likelihood of a law-abiding man? And I would imagine that to run a gun shop, because of all of the technicalities and regulations that you have to jump through and be conscious of, that you are not mentally challenged. You have to be pretty sharp on a daily basis. Every time you make a move, every time you make a business move, anytime you have a gun going out, coming in, whatever, you've got things you've got to do in conjunction with that movement. What is the likelihood of a clerical error? And what do you think about all these things being on paper? Would it be better if it was online, if it was on a computer, if it was somehow digitized?
I was hoping that you would ask a question like that. Those are excellent questions. Now, for the layperson that's not in the business side of it, meaning a person that is considered a licensed individual, which is what I am, my business model is that of a sole proprietorship. I have a Type 01 license, which is dealer in firearms other than destructive devices. I also have an SOT. So if you want a transferable machine gun, or if you want suppressors or National Firearms Act items, I can handle those for you too. Not a big deal. Now, when I first started, now, looking back, of course, I wish I'd known a little bit more, but starting out, yes, everything was pen and paper because there wasn't a lot of things going on.
Right.
And then COVID happened, and then I got drowned. I mean, literally drowned, where I was having to take days off from, like, my regular job at the time to say, I need to spend an entire day doing regulatory paperwork and making sure that all the 4473 over-the-counter transaction forms are correct. So clerical errors are far more likely when they're on paper and when you have different people's handwriting on it. But having prior experience working in the East Coast before I moved here in a couple local gun shops and my law enforcement background, attention to detail matters. So last year, I got away from pen and paper completely, and I went to Fastbound. And that, in an ATF inspection, is going to save my license. Because, well, the customer can't do things wrong, because if it does, it'll flag it, and then they'll have to correct it before it allows me to take their information and do either an FBI NICS check, if that's what's required, or in South Dakota, if you have a concealed weapons permit issued after July 1st of 2018, and it doesn't matter what kind of permit that is in lieu of the FBI NICS check. So in an inspection or a question situation, I can immediately print off a 4473, and that's the only piece of paper that's there now.
Right.
The only piece of paper that is in any transaction that I have now is the 4473 that I keep. And I don't have an ATF variant to put my 4473s into a cloud-based system. And even though I could do that, right now it's a cost factor, and I don't have any issues with storage space. Doesn't mean I won't do that at some point, but in a system like FastBound or any of the other systems that are out there, FastBound is just what I chose, just because it worked best for me personally. So it's not an endorsement, or it's not a hack against somebody else's system. There's good things out there. I looked at three different things, and FastBound just worked the best for my brain,
right,
and my business model. So you can't have a mistake now. If there are things that are conflicts, it's going to tell you, like, hey, this is going to generate this. This is going to generate that. You have to make sure this is filled in before this. Or in one case, not too long ago, yeah, this transaction can't go forward. And the reason why in that particular case is because the customer made a mistake on his end before he certified his end. So we had to go back, fix that, and do it all over again. But at the same time, I still had to keep an accurate record, even though the customer had made a mistake.
Right.
So in case of inspection. So when you have the equivalent of another person, another brain, another set of eyes, another set of hands, doing these things for you, which this system does, clerical errors should be virtually non-existent. And, you know, I'm a practical guy. Can things happen? Yes, they can. It happened on the input. I put the wrong importer or the wrong manufacturer on it. That has happened. I have made a couple of mistakes on my books when it comes to serial numbers. Like, I had them reversed, you know, because I don't have barcode scanner to put them in. That I still manually do, because check the box, check the gun, make sure they're the same.
Right.
It's like that. But those corrections can be made with easy explanations where there's no malicious intent there. The ATF understands that. But then again, I also haven't been through a full field inspection,
right,
either. Some of my friends have.
Do me a favor. Hold on right there, if you will. Gerald Zlotkowski, he runs Dakota Defense. Right now, all they have is a phone number, and that's the easiest way to get a hold of them, 605-705-6155. That's 605-705-6155. If he doesn't have it, he'll get it. He probably has it, though. He probably has it. I the other day I was talking to him, and I was saying, I'd like to get this, this, and this. He goes, well, I got two out of those three. And I mean, I thought it was sort of obscure with some of the things I was talking about getting. So, Dakota Defense. Yeah.
I started out in a way where I didn't have access to a lot of those things. So now that things are starting to come back into production and availability is starting to change. So it's getting better.
Hang on for me, if you will. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. Protests are rocking Israel after Parliament passed a law weakening that country's Supreme Court. This Israeli military reservist criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for pushing for the law.
I'm ashamed of him. I think he's the first dictator of Israel. I think he's lost his heart.
The measure removes the court system's ability to strike down unreasonable government decisions. The deadline has passed for Texas to dismantle a floating border wall. The Justice Department gave the Lone Star State until 2 p.m. Eastern Time to remove the system of buoys or face a lawsuit. The buoys are floating in the Rio Grande near the town of Eagle Pass, which the feds say poses serious risks to public safety and the environment. Another interest rate hike is on the horizon. The Federal Reserve will meet Tuesday and Wednesday in Washington, with a rate decision coming after the second day of the meetings on Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Gerald Zlotkowski of Dakota Defense, and we were just talking about all of the little I's he's got to dot and the T's he's got to cross. When you have one of these software systems that are managing most of your processes, do they sort of, would they be a little less, I mean, do they even look up? So, like, in South Carolina, it's the same way. If you have a permit, you don't have to go through a background check. They figure that you're already vetted. Right. So when they see that you have this software and everything, do they sort of look at you and like, okay, we're not going to catch him doing too much of nothing?
You know, that's a good question. And I don't honestly know, Bill, if
they haven't really inspected you yet, right?
I haven't had a full field inspection. I mean, it's going to happen sooner or later, but if they showed up today, I'm not worried. I would be more worried if they went back to the very beginning where I was where mistakes were more prevalent. And with the zero tolerance policy currently being stretched out there by the ATF, you know, failing to check a box is now possibly a revocable offense, where in the meantime, they would be like, okay, we do a little coaching counseling, make sure you do this in the future. Even though they could have pulled 444-73s from somebody, a mistake on a single one of them now could be a revocable offense where there were no mistakes anywhere else. I am watching those horror stories. I am a member of the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Right.
And I will say that any person with a functioning brain in their head should at minimum join this organization just so you have resources, because they have boots on the ground everywhere to watch what's going on in every state and on the federal level. And that's how I stay informed.
So
I stay informed through my industry friends, you know, like you do.
Right. So is that a resource that will actually help you in a in some sort of if you get in one of these one of these clerical mishaps with the ATF, where they actually step in and try to help you in any way, shape, or fashion?
Yes. I have a membership in the NSSF for that purpose, but also one of the reasons I did go with Fastbound and paid extra money for extra thing is it's attorney backed. If I know I'm getting an inspection, they will go into my system and they will take a look to make sure there are no problems. And if I end up going into a hearing, they can help me with legal assistance. So before the system came out, they made sure that it met all the regulatory checks. And that's one of the reasons I chose them. So there are those resources available. But that's also why I pay as much money in insurance as I do, too.
Sure. So, but see, that's the thing. When I think about this, do you consider yourself to be more prepared than most? Same prepared as normal, or?
I think same. Just because, truthfully, Bill, my business model is, you know, I am a guy, if we were still using phone books, okay, the old pages, back like when you and I were growing up in America.
Oh, yeah.
And for the younger crowd, yes, we actually used to have, like, books with phone numbers in them.
With yellow pages.
Yeah, with yellow pages, exactly. And the white pages were, like, people you could call, you know? So if I was that guy today in the yellow pages, I would be in that gun section, however big that section would be, and I would have, you know, Dakota Defense, 649th Avenue Southwest, Suite 600, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57401. Little shameless self-promotion.
There you go.
With the phone number. And that's it. That's all I would be. I started out after I got out of law enforcement. I needed to get the licenses so I could still do weapons armoring for the agencies I was doing it for. That is how Dakota Defense was born. So that level of preparation was, you know, it started on a level of mutual understanding, you know, with the guys I was doing work for, doing the Glock armoring, taking care of their ARs, their shotguns, you know, their bolt rifles and such, because small agencies out here in this code is only have a few people on them, and nobody sends anybody to a school like I've been to do their armoring work. They just don't do that. It's too expensive. I did it on my own expense because this is what I like to do. This is a part of my life that gives me joy and purpose. That's why I went and did it. So I consider myself an average guy that has a quote unquote mom and pop gun shop that, despite my best efforts to be everything to everybody, I know I can't. There are certain items I just don't deal with. And that's one of the reasons it probably keeps me off the government's radar, because I'm not manufacturing destructive devices or explosives. I'm not manufacturing new machine guns, and I'm not importing or exporting. I am a retail, regular guy, just like you'd walk into Cabela's or Bass Pro or even Ace Hardware, you know, to the places that still do that, you know, or to your local shop. I am one of those people. And truthfully, it makes me happy to be just that. I don't know if I would want to have a staff of 500 people. It would worry me.
That'd be a lot to keep up with then.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I have to make sure that, I mean, of course, it would make me more determined, like any business owner. It's like, right. Hey, I got 500 people depending on me, and I have to keep them fed. I have to make sure that their lights are staying on, in addition to keeping this company running in a way that we keep our lights on, too, and service our customers in the process. I mean, we all dream. We all know that.
Sure.
But, yes, there was a time where I had no inventory whatsoever. Anything that you bought for me when I first started had to be special ordered and paid in advance, because that's how it was. And now I have a vault in my shop now that's loaded to the brim with inventory. I never, ever thought I would get to this point. But truth be told, the word gets out. I know I'm not going to be the cheapest, though. I know I'm not going to be the guy you can get everything from. But one thing you will be guaranteed of here, since my name is on the business card and my name is on the check.
Right.
Your customer service experience will be unlike anything else you've ever had anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I have no doubt.
And if it's wrong, we'll make it right. You know, that's just what we do.
Most gun shops, I think, are fairly small businesses. I mean, over time, yeah. I'm sure you will look completely different next year compared to what you are now. You'll probably have to move to another space. Although, I want to ask a question about when you went to the brick and mortar, and I'm going to ask the question now, and you can talk about this when we get back, because right now I see a bunch of cities in the inner city where some of this commercial real estate, some of these buildings, there's so much commercial real estate out there now that some of these buildings are going for 20 cents on the dollar. When you decided to go ahead and make that jump from tabletop to storefront, and you did it during COVID, was that a buyer's market at the time because of COVID? And was that really, if we look at it, where we say, well, that is really a shrewd move old Gerald did there on that one, is that the way that worked out? And also, is this a space that you can grow in, or is this going to be a space that is temporary in your viewpoint, that kind of thing? Because I've always thought about, I've thought a few times about trying to get an FFL. I don't know why I need an FFL. I don't know why. I guess the reason would be so that I don't have to go to FFLs and get guns. They could just be shipped to me. But, I mean, I got so many irons in the fire, I just don't have the time to devote to that. But I would be very interested to find out the thought process when that happened. Now, Gerald runs Dakota Defense Gun Shop in, what's the name of the city in South Dakota there?
It's Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Aberdeen, South Dakota. Doesn't have a website yet, but that is coming. So right now, he does have a phone number if you're interested in a gun, and he'll get you. If you don't have it, he'll get it. 605-705-6155. That's 605-705-6155. It's not always about the big distributors and the big manufacturers and everything. The backbone of the country in the gun industry is the small gun shop owner. There are so many more of those than there are anything else. And supporting your local gun shop or the small gun shop, that's always a boon to our cause. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load, talking to Gerald Zlotkowski from Dakota Defense, and I was just asking him if he saw this. I mean, during COVID, when you were tabletop FFL, did you look out there and everything was perfect? It was priced for you to go and get involved in that. Is that how that worked out?
No, it wasn't. Now I have a unique story.
Yeah.
And when we talked, you know, just before the break, we talked about, you were saying about, hey, you know, the rank and file is the backbone of any organization, you know, like law enforcement, military. Well, in the gun industry, it is. You know, for every big box store, most of my customers are people that are like, yeah, I'm a shop local guy. And, you know, I got referred to you through so-and-so, who 99% of the time is a friend or somebody who bought from me before. That's how the business has grown to what it is. So when it came time to get out of the residential bubble and move into a commercial space, it took a year. It took a full year. And I have a real estate friend here in Aberdeen who is the spouse of one of my coworkers in my regular job. And so I called her and I said, hey, I saw this space here. Do you know who the owner is? Here's the address. And she did some footwork for me, put me in touch with the owner. And that turned into a very quick friendship. Turned out the man owned about 80 or 90 properties around here. Started with one and, you know, just took chances. And he worked with me for almost a full year as his tenants were moving from one place to another. I wasn't always first on the list to get to these places, but one of his tenants and in the building that I'm in now, one of his tenants folded up their business completely, just retired, COVID killed them, and that was it. And his business partner in this building that I rent space in, that I lease space in, moved their entire operation down to the very other end of the building, opening up thousands and thousands of square feet of space. And the space that I'm in, even though there are no windows and it's not visible from the road, which, by the way, the insurance company loves that, came with a lot of things and amenities that I thought I never would need but have. and it was given to me at a price that I would have been an idiot not to say yes to. So this man really looked out for me because he remembered what it was like to be like, yeah, I remember when I couldn't find a, I couldn't afford an office. I was doing this out of my car and, you know, back in the early days and, you know, grew it into this huge empire. Unfortunately, Mr. Wagner, he was the owner of the building, Mr. Ronald Wagner. He's since passed away, last year. But his daughters and his late wife are handling things, and his business partner in the building is a great guy. You know, when you look under great landlords and great people to do business with, these people are absolutely in that dictionary. But they made me good offers. They gave me everything that I needed to be successful, and I have no problems. I'm lucky, Bill. This had nothing to do with my skill and savviness as a businessman. I happened to stumble onto the right person. That's how it happened. But in that process, the road to getting here was extremely difficult because I was also putting other irons in the fire to try to say, hey, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that. And I did have some prospects, including some empty mall space. And then I found out how large companies are extremely anti-gun. We can save that for another podcast or another day.
Right.
I don't want to disclose the company just because I don't want to hear from their lawyers again.
Right.
But I learned a lot through that process. I learned a lot. You know, not being a guy with a master's degree in business. It was a learning curve here. But I'm settled in. And also in my space, it is a place that I can grow into. I don't have my big main street coverage. The people that know where I am and people that are from here is like, oh, you're in the old so-and-so place. Yep. Okay, I'll be right there. I know right where it is. I went to school there, you know, right next door. So, yeah, it's a small town feel, and people like it.
Yeah.
And I get to share the building with some really fantastic partners and neighbors that run their small businesses in there, too. I got lucky.
I think customers with a articulate small town dealer like yourself would probably trust you a lot more. And there's no duplicating that. You can't go into a big box store, and they just don't hire the people. I mean, the people that take the jobs, they'll get in there, and it's almost like they, you know, hey, listen, I'm not really interested in helping you or anything. What can I do for you? I mean, I'm almost on break here. You know what I'm saying? And whereas with you, I'm pretty sure that you do everything but offer them a cup of coffee.
We do that. We do coffee too, Phil. The coffee's always hot, especially in the colder weather. Oh yeah, oh yeah. No, that's just, again, as I said earlier, despite my best efforts to do every single thing that I possibly can, Phil, you know, there's too much. You know, I mean, think about why we have guys in this business that all they do is machine work and finishing work.
Right. Yeah.
Right. We have people that, like myself, 80% of my business are defensive handguns and the black rifle. That's 80% of my business.
Right.
The other 20% is miscellaneous things or repeat business or ammunition, accessories, whatever the case may be. I like to package a lot of things. So Glock sends out a pistol and they only include two magazines. Well, Dakota Defense Styles, we add the third one.
Really?
You know, yeah. Like for cost. You know, I mean, I don't eat the cost. I mean, it has to be financially, you know, viable.
Sure, sure. But you make it available.
I make it available,
yeah.
And say, look, you get a third magazine for this price. And the reason why I do a third magazine is because of the hundreds of handguns that I've sold, the first thing that usually people ask is, hey, do you have any extra magazines? And during COVID, it was, do you have any ammo? And that's one of the reasons I didn't get into the ammo business much. During COVID, I was just hiding it in the vault because it's like, hey, if you buy a new gun and it's in this caliber and you don't have a gun in this caliber, I will make sure you have ammo. Even I was going to places and buying it retail just to make sure my customer would have ammo.
Right.
You know, you got to resort to whatever you have to do to survive. You don't adapt, you'll become extinct. And I'm not going to have that. Customer service is everything. I mean, I'm not the only game in town, and I'm never going to be arrogant enough to think that I'm the best. That's a fool's errand. But I like the other guys that operate in town here. They're good people, and on things that are not on my wheelhouse, that's where I send them. And that's why, you know, we can pass by in church or in the store and be like, hey, how's it going down at your place these days? What are you seeing? And we have these conversations. Good guys around here. Now, they operate much bigger operations than me. But I like doing it this way. This is a part of things that, you know, give me joy and purpose. But I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I mean, if I have to break even to get somebody's business the first time, I'll do it. You know, because they're going to tell their friends about it. Like, yeah, you got to go see this guy because, you know, he did the right thing. He took care of me and, you know, threw these things in and such like that. I mean, people like free stuff. I do what I can. I know what people are asking for. And when Springfield sends out a 1911, for instance, and they only include one magazine, well, I always got 1911 magazines around for that exact reason. I put another one in there. You know, it's just our little calling card to say, look, we care about your business. You can shop anywhere you want. It's a very big deal that you decided to bring your checkbook and vote with your money here. You can go anywhere you want. You chose us. That's a huge deal. And I will never lose sight of that because I'm not going to become extinct that way. I'm going to retire one day, but
indeed,
not today. Yeah, not today, though, Bill.
I understand. Got plans, just not imminent.
No, I mean, I have a 16-year-old son who is immensely interested, and he's 10 times the outdoorsman than I am. You know, fishing, hunting, golfing. I mean, he's taken better gear than I ever have. He's shot more birds than I ever have, and he's a hell of a ball striker on the golf course. Way, way better than I am. So,
well, I'll tell you what. This we'll talk about him in depth next week. This is going to be a recurring segment. The small gun dealer, Dakota Defense, out of South Dakota, Aberdeen, South Dakota. All the information will be in the show notes. Phone number is 605-705-6155. If you're looking for something, you should give him a shout. Gerald, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
It's an honor, Bill. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
I really do appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. As for me, I will be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would, you could remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.